Mr. President, I strongly oppose SJ Res 12. Make no mistake, we are talking here today about modifying the Constitution of the United States to permit the government to criminalize conduct that all of us find offensive and wrong, but that is protected by the First Amendment. This amendment would, for the first time, Mr. President, amend the Bill of Rights, and I cannot support this course. Let me make one thing clear at the outset. Not a single senator who opposes the proposed constitutional amendment, as I do, supports burning or otherwise showing disrespect to the flag. Not a single one. None of us thinks it's okay to burn the flag. None of us view the flag as just a piece of cloth. On those rare occasions when some malcontent defiles or burns our flag, I join everyone in this chamber in condemning that action. But we must also defend the right of all Americans to express their views about their government, however hateful or spiteful or disrespectful those views may be, without fear of their government putting them in jail for those views. America is not simply a nation of symbols, it is a nation of principles. And the most important principle of all, the principle that has made this country a beacon of hope and inspiration for oppressed peoples throughout the world, is the right of free expression. Now, this amendment threatens that right, so I must oppose it. We have heard at various times over the years that this amendment has been debated that permitting protesters to burn the American flag sends the wrong message to our children about patriotism and respect for our country. Well, I couldn't disagree more with that argument. We can send no better, no stronger, no more meaningful message to our children about the principles and the values of this country than if we oppose efforts to undermine freedom of expression, even expression that is undeniably offensive. When we uphold First Amendment freedoms, despite the efforts of misguided and despicable people who want to provoke our wrath, we explain what America is really about. Our country and our people are far too strong to be threatened by those who would burn a flag. That, Mr. President, is a lesson we should proudly teach our children. Amending the First Amendment so we can bring the full reach of the criminal law and the power of the state down on political dissenters will only encourage more people who want to grandstand their dissents and imagine themselves as martyrs for the cause. Indeed, we all know what will happen the minute this amendment goes into force. Mr. President, there'll be more flag burnings and other outrageous acts of disrespect for the flag, not fewer. Will the amendment make these acts any more despicable than they are now? Certainly not. Will it make us love the flag any more than we do today? Absolutely not. It has been almost exactly 17 years since the Supreme Court ruled that flag burning is a form of political speech protected by the First Amendment. Proposals to amend the Constitution arose almost immediately and have continued unabated. But while the interest of politicians in this course of action seems as strong as ever, public interest in it seems to be waning. Opinion polls show support for the amendment has fallen. Amending the Constitution to prohibit flag desecration is just not the foremost thing in the minds of the American people. Perhaps that is because it is long since clear that our republic can survive quite well without this amendment. Nearly a generation has passed since Texas versus Johnson decision, and our nation is still standing strong. That alone shows that this amendment is a huge overreaction and an entirely unnecessary step. The last time that the full Senate voted on and rejected this constitutional amendment was in the year 2000. I think it's fair to say that patriotism since then has not only survived without this amendment, it has flourished, and in very difficult times. Much more difficult, frankly, than the country faced in 1989, when the Supreme Court struck down the flag desecration statutes, or in 1995, when I first voted on the amendment in the Judiciary Committee. Indeed, Mr. President, outward displays of patriotism are greater today than they were in 2000. We all know why that is. Our country was viciously attacked on September 11, 2001. And America responded. We didn't need a constitutional amendment to teach Americans how to love their country. They showed us how to do it by entering burning buildings to save their fellow citizens who were in danger, by standing in line for hours to give blood, by driving hundreds of miles to search through the rubble for survivors and help in cleanup efforts, by praying in their houses of worship for the victims of the attacks and their families. September 11th inspired our citizens to perform some of the most selfless acts of bravery and patriotism we've seen in our entire history. No constitutional amendment could ever match those acts as a demonstration of patriotism or create similar acts in the future. We do not need a constitutional amendment to teach Americans how to love their country or how to defend it from its enemies. Mr. President, I know that many veterans fervently support this amendment, and I deeply respect their opinions and their right to urge Congress to pass it. But I also want to record the record to be clear that many of those who served our country in battle opposed the amendment as well. In 1999, a number of veterans formed a group called Veterans Defending the Bill of Rights. These veterans, who served our country in five different wars, strongly believe it is wrong to pass an amendment to protect the flag that takes away the freedom the flag represents. I'd like to share with my colleagues the views of those brave veterans, who, in my opinion, represent the very best of the American spirit. Let me start with the words of a veteran of our current conflict in Iraq. Specialist Eric Eliason of Englewood, Colorado, served as an infantryman in the Army for 3 years, including 1 year overseas as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. He said, "We volunteered to go to war to protect the freedoms in this country, not watch them be taken away. I consider myself an independent-minded conservative and believe that creating unnecessary amendments to the U.S. Constitution is a betrayal of conservative principles," he said. Another veteran, Brady Bustani, of West Hollywood, California, who served in the Air Force during the Gulf War, put it very simply. He said, "My military service was not about protecting the flag. It was about protecting the freedoms behind it. The flag amendment curtails free speech and expression in a way that should frighten us all," Brady Bustani said. A veteran of the Korean War, Jack Heyman, of Fort Myers Beach, Florida, whose great-grandfather fought in the Civil War, whose father served in World War I, and whose son served in Vietnam, explained his opposition to the amendment this way. "I know of no American veteran who put his or her life on the line to protect the sanctity of the flag. That was not why we fulfilled our patriotic duty. We did so and still do to protect our country and our way of life and to ensure that our children enjoy the same freedoms for which we fought." The leader of Veterans Defending the Bill of Rights is Professor Gary May of the University of Southern Indiana. Professor May, whose father-in-law, grandfather, and brother also served our country in the armed forces, lost both legs in the Vietnam War on April 12, 1968, nearly 38 years ago. But he opposes this amendment, and because of what he has sacrificed for his country, he speaks more eloquently than I could ever hope about the danger of this amendment. Professor May testified at the last Senate hearing held on the flag amendment, which, by the way, was held more than 2 years ago on March 10, 2004. Professor May said, "Freedom is what makes the United States of America strong and great, and freedom, including the right to dissent, is what has kept our democracy going for more than 200 years. And it is freedom that will continue to keep it strong for my children and the children of all the people like my father, late father-in-law, grandfather, brother, me, and others like us who served honorably and proudly for freedom. The pride and honor we feel is not in the flag per se. It is in the principles for which it stands and the people who have defended them. My pride and admiration is in our country, its people, and its fundamental principles. I am grateful for the many heroes of our country, and especially those in my family. All the sacrifices of those who went before me would be for naught if an amendment were added to the Constitution that cut back on our First Amendment rights for the first time in the history of our great nation." Mr. President, Professor May also provided in his statement excerpts from letters he has received from other veterans who opposed the amendment. One veteran, James Lubbock of St. Louis, Missouri, who served in World War II and who has two sons who served in the Vietnam War, said, "Let's not alter the Bill of Rights to save the flag. We should respect the flag, but we should all cherish the Bill of Rights much, much more." Mr. President, these kinds of expressions move me deeply. The service of our troops shows the awesome power of the American ideal, the willingness of our young people to serve this country, to risk their lives and endure unimaginable hardships on our behalf, is not to be taken lightly. I believe that this remarkable spirit is inspired and nurtured by the principles on which this country was founded, by our devotion to the Constitution and the rule of law. We should not trifle with those principles. Too much is at stake. We know that now more than ever. Mr. President, despite the expected close vote, it is clear that this is a political exercise in an election year. We will spend several days of precious floor time as the legislative session winds down, debating a measure that would undermine the Constitution while affecting only a handful of miscreants each year. As we do so, humanitarian catastrophes continue to unfold around the world, posing a direct threat to international peace and stability and affecting the lives of millions upon millions of people. Mr. President, I sincerely hope we will remember what this debate today is really about. Not whether flag burning is a good idea, not whether we love and respect our flag, not whether patriotism is worth encouraging and celebrating, but whether the threat to our country from those who burn the flag is so great, that we must sacrifice the power and the majesty of the First Amendment to the Constitution in order to prosecute them. In 1999, it just so happens that the presiding officer is the son of this man, the late Senator John Chafee, one of this country's great war heroes at Guadalcanal and in the Korean War, testified before the Judiciary Committee against this amendment. He said, "We cannot mandate respect and pride in the flag. In fact, taking steps to require citizens to respect the flag sullies its significance and symbolism." Senator Chafee's words still echo in my mind. They should serve as a caution to all of us who have the responsibility to vote in this amendment. What kind of symbol on freedom and liberty will our flag be if it has to be protected from misguided protesters by a constitutional amendment? Mr. President, and in concluding, I pay tribute to you and your father. I will vote to defend our Constitution against this ill-advised effort to amendment. I urge my colleagues to vote for liberty and freedom and for the First Amendment by voting no on this constitutional amendment.